In neighboring Egypt, you wouldn't think people have much to laugh about. There's nothing funny about the high crime rates, unemployment, and economic woes that have afflicted Egypt since the ouster of President Hosni Mubarak in February. But somehow, Ronnie Khalil is making them laugh. Khalil is an Egyptian-American comedian, and last week, he headlined the first major stand-up comedy show in Cairo since the revolution. His targets included Egyptian politicians and the ruling military. Ronnie Khalil joins us from Cairo. Welcome to the program, Ronnie.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Let's go straight to the funny business, and then we'll chat. You've got this bit where you're running for president of Egypt. It's on YouTube, and we'll post a link at theworld.org. But in it, you make the usual and some unusual campaign promises, and then you talk about who's going to be in your cabinet. Let's hear that.
Of all my opposition leaders, including Mohammed El-Baradi, Ayman Nour, the Muslim Brotherhood, Oprah Winfrey, and the Sphinx.
And I will make sure to keep Egypt clean.
Right, and there you're finding a piece of trash, throwing it in the trash can, doesn't make it, and you leave it on the ground.
Yeah, so, you know, at least I tried.
So this is in English. I mean, it gives us a vague sense of who your audience is in Egypt, but, you know, who in Egypt actually comes out to see you do stand-up?
Stand-up comedy's been around in Egypt now for about 3 years, maybe 3.5 years or so. And in the beginning, it was all English-speaking audiences. What's happened over the last few years is we've sort of helped cultivate a stand-up comedy scene, and now there are local comedians doing it in Arabic. So every time I come and do a show, I always try to have the first half of my show in Arabic and try to feature some young local comedians, and then the second half is in English.
And you had done some stand-up in Egypt prior to the Arab Spring, right?
Yeah, I've performed in Egypt quite a number of times. I actually did a show maybe 10 days before the revolution. I did my first and only underground comedy show where I got to talk about everything that I wanted to, but it was very secretive for obvious reasons, and people were a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'll bet. Well, what's the difference? Describe the difference now doing stand-up in Cairo post-revolution.
Well, usually in the Middle East, there's the rule of three. You can't talk about sex, you can't talk about politics, and you can't talk about religion. And, you know, as a comedian,
that's
three
your stock
of our
and
comedy
trade.
Golds. Exactly. So I had to change my material a lot, do a lot more cultural stuff, a lot more family stuff. But this time, my entire show was about politics, something I was never able to really get into, especially Egyptian politics and making fun of the Mubarak regime. But it's funny because I said, oh, so I can talk about politics now. And they're like, yeah, talk about politics, whatever you want. Just don't make fun of the military. I was like, oh, we're back to this again. This is good.
So there are some things that are off limits.
They try still. To. I decided to talk about the military and talk about everyone because you don't get a million people standing out and, you know, trying to make change and then come back and do the exact same thing. I felt an obligation to talk about what I wanted to talk about.
So was part of the motivation for you going to Cairo to do your comedy now to get an audience that would get some traction with these jokes?
The goal was to come back and help the country laugh. I just wanted to further the freedom of speech and get the people who wanted to, you know, let loose a little bit. That's really the most important thing. Is during a time of such tension, people have to laugh a little bit, and it's going to make things easier.
And what's your political joke right now that really is killing them in the clubs in Cairo?
You know, I talk about how I don't know which way Egypt's going to go, whether it's going to be a militaristic society like Mussolini or, you know, a capitalistic society like Barack. So I've decided to combine the two in a party I like to call the Mubarak Party. And then I try to get everyone to chant Mubarak.
More that changes, more it stays the same.
Exactly.
Egyptian-American stand-up comedian Ronnie Khalil joining us from Cairo. Thanks very much, and good luck with all the shows.
Thank you so much.